Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. Surely to achieve the things you want in your life, you have to really strive, put the effort in, work hard and make it happen. If you look back in your life, there are probably many times you've done that and you can see how you've succeeded. So surely the same applies to this journey as well. But actually probably not, because that striving often puts tension into our body. But then again, how can you just allow and trust it's going to happen? Surely you have to put some effort in. So how do you strike the balance between striving and allowing? Well, let's find out as we explore this together in this week's episode. When you want to create something in life, achieve something, how much do you push? Or how much do you just allow? That's something I've becoming more and more aware over the years, of how much my tendency is to push. And I can see why. Because that part of us tells us that it created all our previous success. I once had a conversation with a pretty successful football manager, and he'd been a successful player as a striker, scoring lots of goals, played at a very high level. And we were talking about this kind of striving, and I was saying how actually often that striving, that pushing is fueled by fear. And he could really see that. He could say, yeah, but that fear of not succeeding, not winning, which ultimately he could see was a fear of people judging him, fueled him, pushed him to work harder, pushed him to be better. But I actually disagreed. I said, but no one performs their best under any amount of pressure, even if it's us putting ourselves under pressure. But he couldn't see where that drive would come from if it wasn't the fear. But it helped him get into a relaxed state and connect to something deeper than the fear. He could really see there was a passion to see his team play well. He has a passion to see the young lads be at their best and perform their best and be a team, to support each other, honour each other, bring the best out of each other. That was his real passion. Then he had an insight. He realised sometimes they lose and he's still happy. He's happy the way they played as a unit, as a team. He was proud of them. There are sometimes they win, he's angry with them, he's frustrated with them. Even though they won, he could see they didn't play as a unit, they didn't bring the best out of each other. He wasn't proud of how they showed up. So it wasn't actually about winning or losing. There's something different, something deep about how they showed up. That's what was his drive, his passion, to see these young lads be their best. And not just their best in football, just to see their own capabilities, their own self-worth, their own inner confidence. So often striving is actually fueled by fear of not achieving, fear of failing. Yeah, no one performs their best under any amount of pressure, even the slightest pressure. And that fear and striving is often trying to control an external circumstance, whether it's winning a football match or getting the promotion or having a baby, whatever it may be, that we think we need. It's trying to create the criteria, the circumstances we think we need to be happy, to be content, to be fulfilled, to feel safe. But the bottom line is you can't control external circumstances. He couldn't control whether he scored or not. We can't control whether we get the promotion or not. We can't control whether we have a baby or not. And there's another perspective, is just allowing. Just surrender, completely allow. Don't push, just allow. came from quite a religious background, and I can see that often in religion. I personally get frustrated when I hear people saying, oh, I'm just waiting for God to tell me what to do. And I, for years and years, I prayed the prayer, God, tell me what you want me to do. I'll do anything. I'll give up my job. I'll be a missionary in the world. I'll be a youth worker. I'll do anything. I'll serve you in any way. Just tell me what it is you want me to do. And I was waiting for an answer, waiting for an answer. Never heard. This went on for decades. And eventually I got an answer to that prayer. I only got an answer because I learned to quiet my mind. Because I realised that my busy mind prevented me from connecting to an energy behind life. From hearing something stirring within me. And the answer was, just be you. I created you as a unique human being with different talents and passions and gifts and ways of being. Just be you. And I felt that so clearly. But I wasn't happy. I was frustrated, thinking, no, it's far easier if you tell me what it is you want me to do, then I can't get it wrong. But that's not the message I heard. It was just be you. And sometimes I get frustrated with an ultra spiritual lens of just allow, because I think sometimes in that just allowing, there's no personal responsibility. And I think we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. For me, we're made of that energy behind life. We're part of it. It works with us. It moves through us. It speaks to us through our own inspiration and ideas and creativity. And as a model, I think there's almost three ways to live. One is, yeah, this putting all the power into the physical world of needing external physical circumstances to feel something on the inside. And we strive and we push, but that actually disempowers us. Puts all the power into the physical world. That we're okay, we can feel happy, we can feel certain feelings dependent on our circumstances. Another way I live is this ultra spiritual of, there's a loving energy behind life and we just have to trust it's going to ordain to bless us in the way. And it almost, for me, disempowers us. And the third way is recognizing actually we co-create our life with that energy. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. And the energy moves through us. And there's a difference between taking action from fear and inspired action. You know, creating anything in this world sometimes takes some effort, some work, but it's about whether those actions come from inspiration or fear. It's not what we do, it's why we do it. If we're doing things from fear, then they unconsciously are fueling that fear. And that fear can be stronger and more damaging than the actions we're doing. So it holds us back from creating more of the life we want. If we're taking things from actions from inspiration, there's a lightness to that. So whether something feels heavy or light is a test maybe to explore where it's coming from, fear or inspiration. If something you're doing feels heavy, or the idea of doing something feels heavy, it's probably not your truth. It's probably coming from striving and fear. If something feels light, that's probably more of your truth. It may take action, it may take effort, but it comes from a lighter place within. So just explore that. What things are you doing in your life that feel heavy? Maybe it's time to stop them, even for a while. Take a break to stop it for a while. Give yourself permission to feel light, even if lightness right now just feels stopping doing something. Maybe there's something else you could be doing that feels light. Maybe you're holding back from taking something, an action, because it feels scary. But actually the idea of doing it feels quite exciting and light. So for me, there's that third way of living. We co-create our life with this energy behind life, kind of God within us. You don't have to keep pushing and striving. Yes, you may have created some amazing things in your life, and that fear, that pushing says, well, I created that success. I don't believe that. I believe you'd have created that success with far greater ease and well-being without that striving, without that fear, without that pushing. you'll have taken actions from a lighter, more inspiring place. So explore what feels inspiring for you, it feels light for you. And just notice where you think you're taking action from fear or inspiration. And begin to explore that part of you that feels light, the ideas that feel light. And wonder what life would be without having to push and strive. How would life be without fear? Because you can live with life without fear. You don't need fear to create the life you want. It's the fear that's stopping you even noticing the things you have in your life today, which you can savour and appreciate and enjoy more. So be present to what is today. Be in this moment. You're okay in this moment. There's no reason to have fear in this moment. Live life from that space. And you might find yourself taking more inspiring action that feels lighter, that creates more of what you want in this world, even right now.